Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
Last month, we watched Obama pick his new White House cabinet. And every time we found out that someone like Hillary Clinton will serve as the Secretary of State, or that Robert Gates will stay on as the Secretary of Defense, political commentators delighted in saying how Lincoln-like Obama is, that he can get his old rivals together to work for him. But I worry that we have missed the warning sign in maybe his most critical appointment to the White House, the dog. You can talk all you want about the traditions of the White House, but no one really remembers who FDR's Secretary of the Treasury was. But you do know that his dog was a Scotch Terrier named Falla. I have no clue who preceded Madeleine Albright as Secretary of State, but I can tell you that the Clintons had a first cat named Sox. Barbara Walters asked Obama directly about this, and he gave a crucial clue to his own character. Not a girly dog. Okay. First, let us consider the sexism of the comment. There are three women and one man in that family, so you think that the meter would automatically be tipped to girly. That is precisely the problem with American government today. We are all about machismo and nothing at all about charm. As the owner of three girly dogs myself, I can tell you that a Pekingese is a lot more calming than a pit bull. When that red telephone rings at 3 a.m, do you want the voice of the commander-in-chief to be drowned out by a Doberman? No. You really want him to take a second, pet his Bichon Frise, and say, maybe we shouldn't blow up that country. I'm not saying paint the White House pink, but I am saying that there needs to be a little room in the West Wing for compassion and nurturing. Obama should spend a little less time praying with Rick Warren and a little more time reading Harry S. Truman, who is quoted as saying, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog, girly or not. With a Perspective, this is Kevin Fisher-Paulson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.